All right, we'll say good morning. Good morning. Good tevach. Good erev. B'digas chametz. Hashem, what a schus we have to be able to lead up to these days. You feel the excitement in the air, no? With B'digas chametz, we have the opportunity to look for all the stuff that's in a state of disrepair. We have a chance to look for all the things that are broken and Baruch Hashem, purge them from our lives. You feel the excitement about that opportunity for cathartic change rapidly approaching in jest. A little bit over 12 hours from now, b'sha'a tova u'mitzlachas. And what better way to prepare Meretz Hashem for that avoda than with our best friend in the world, Maseches Bava Metzia. The difference of the daf is you have different best friends at different times, so it's hard to stay in one relationship, you know, for a long amount of time. But right now, Maseches Bava Metzia, at least the Parak Hazav, best friend in the world. So we'll also begin by thanking all of our sponsors, to thank our Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Nisan. Said and Simahakin, sponsoring all the Shirman Drushos this month, as an expression of the Akaras Atov to Hashem, for all of his Nisim and Niflaos, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to bestow his Rachmanos on us, redeem all of the hostages, bring complete Hatzlacha to Eretz Yisrael, to Am Yisrael, and Le'iloy Nishmas Yerachmiel Buck's father, Martin Buck, Matl Ben Chaim Leib HaKoin Zichron Livracha. A week of learning sponsors, the Ram and Bravo families, Le'iloy Nishmas, their father, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak, we open in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Neshamo Havan Aliyah, and the family Einacham. And of course, we always dedicate all of our learning in the schos of each and every one of our hostages, May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring them back to their families, B'shalom and B'karov, and in the schos of the Hatzlacha of our precious soldiers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow them to see Ashkacha and to see Hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedehem. Rosie, with that, let us begin. Today's daf is Nun Gimel 53. And we are picking up Emirat Hashem. Oops, sorry, one second. We are picking up on Nun Beis on the Beis. Nun Beis on the Beis 52b. Let's pick up at the two dots. The two dots. So a lot to do today, Emirat Hashem. So here we go. V'nosno l'mayis v'sheni. So as I remember again, the Gemara was talking about yesterday's daf, we introduced the really riveting topic, a really fascinating topic about the valuation of eroded coins. Remember again, so one of the major distinctions between coinage, Bisman and Gemara, and now, is that their coins were actually made with precious metals. So what happens? Over time and over use, obviously the coin itself erodes and it becomes worth less. So the Shaila then, we saw in yesterday's Mishnah, was, so how do you exactly deal with the valuation of those types of coins? One of the interesting things that came up in the Braisa, sorry, the Mishnah, is that the Mishnah said that you could use these coins, eroded coins, for Maaser Sheni redemption. Remember again, a word about Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, right, is a tithe that you separate from your produce. Who eats Maaser Sheni? Who eats it? I get to eat it, the owner of the produce. One caveat, where do you have to eat it? Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. If you have, Baruch Hashem, Kinei Nahara, too much Maaser Sheni, we should love such a problem like this, then what can you do? Okay. Transfer sanctity of the Maaser Sheni onto coins, take the coins to Yerushalayim, and ultimately, again, take the coins to Yerushalayim, and then go ahead and buy produce, buy food there. You could spend, what can you spend the money on? You can spend it on whatever you want, but it's got to be food. It's got to be food in Yerushalayim. Okay, so now the Mishnah is telling me that I could use one of these eroded coins for redemption purposes for Maaser Sheni. So here we go. Now we'll say, now the reason for all of this, the Mishnah said, is because really, an eroded coin is fine. It's fine. I was going to say, it makes sense. Think about this in just a moment. I don't know the erosion rates. I forgot to Google this, you know, erosion rates in the times of the Gemara, right? But Lamaisa, one would imagine money's changing hands somewhat frequently. It's got to erode pretty quickly. Right, that must be the way that it is. So the Gemara says it is totally common, right, to have these type of coins, and only someone who was difficult wouldn't accept these kind of coins. So that lashon of the Mishnah was she'eino ela nefesh ra'a, a person who doesn't go ahead and accept these kind of coins, he's a nefesh ra'a. Both say it's actually a pretty strong word. Who would ever want to be called a nefesh ra'a? Okay, we'll discuss a little bit more. Says the Gemara. Papa says, Shmamina, Hayaman Demokim Azuzi, Mikri Nefesh Ra. So everyone says, you see, Rapapa says, you see from here, that someone who is too particular with this type of coins is called a Nefesh Ra. Called a Nefesh Ra. So they're going to say, Bahani Mili, Disagilu. Now, obviously, what's the caveat to this? The caveat to this is the assumption is Shlomo saying, obviously, there are different levels of erosion. If a coin erodes to such a point that it just is not usable, then obviously no one is expected to go ahead and use it. We'll say, no different than if somebody comes to you with a $50 bill that's ripped into two and says, here, right? And says, I think the halacha is right. If you have money that's taped together, I think it's still usable currency, right? It is, right? But at the same time, if somebody comes to you with two halves of 50 and says, here, you have every right to say, you know what, I'm not. Either you could tape it up or just go ahead and give me a different form of currency. So the Gemara says, if obviously the coin has eroded to such a point where, again, it just wouldn't be usable in regular transactions, then everyone has a right to say no thank you. But assuming that it has the ability to be used, if you don't accept it, ultimately, again, you're a nefesh ra. So I'll say, it's a fascinating terminology to use for someone, you know, who doesn't want to accept coinage in the marketplace. Interesting. So let's go back to Chizkia. So we'll say this supports the view of Chizkia. Damar Chizkia ba lepotra potra b'shavia. So we'll say Chizkia says like this: if you have one of these eroded coins, and you want to go ahead and, let's say, cash in this coin for other coins, so ultimately, again, it is traded in at its actual value. Right, Paul Pocha, Pocha B'Shavya. It is traded in at its actual value. Actually, Leficha Srona, Velo Yirme Eschaver the Pocha B'Yava. So I will say. So for example, if you have a coin, right? If you have, let's say, I don't know. Let's just keep it easy. You know, you have a zuz, and for argument's sake, let's say a zuz is worth 10 prutos, which it's not, but I'm just using it for illustration purposes. And your zuz is eroded. So I will say, if you're exchanging it for other denominations of coinage or other denominations of money, you have to go ahead and exchange it at its actual value. Actual value is determined by value minus erosion, which makes sense. If you're exchanging the money, then I have to go ahead and exchange it at actual value. Now, I will say, this is fascinating. However, if you are going ahead and using it for Maaser Sheni redemption, then what? You could use the money not at its current value, but at its what we'll call currency value or face value. In other words, you look at what the coin is. So let's say this coin is a zuz, but it's not really worth a zuz, right? Because it's eroded. So it's a zuz, let's say, you know, minus 2 prutos. So if you're exchanging the money itself, you have to exchange it at what we'll call real value. Real value, right? Real value is face value minus erosion. For my sashimi redemption, you could go ahead and use it at face value. Fascinating. The Gemara says, my kamar, halki kamar, zuda means to say, halki kamar, afa piki shabala parta, parta b'shavya, kishu mechalala, mechalala b'yafa. So we'll say it's very simple. If you're actually using this kind of like in a currency transaction, you're exchanging this coin for other coins, you have to exchange it at real value. But if you're going at, meaning minus erosion, but if you're using the money for Maaser Sheni redemption, then halacha l'maisa, you could go ahead and redeem Maaser Sheni with this coin with face value. In other words, you don't have to take into account erosion. So we'll say, which is really fascinating, which says that Maaser Sheni redemption essentially takes place at the face value of the coin, even if the coin is not actually worth that amount. The Gemara says, really? L'memra, the Sarva Chizkia, the Mezalzel of Maaser Sheni. So I would say this sounds like Chizkia says that you could treat Maaser Sheni almost like in a little bit of a disparaging fashion. In other words, I will say, not that you're disparaging Maaser Sheni, but the idea that money that is eroded, right? You have to, if you're using it in a currency transaction, you have to take into account erosion. Yet that same money, if you're using it for Maaser Sheni redemption, you could use it at face value, you don't have to take into account erosion. So it sounds like you're treating Maaser Sheni as less than a currency transaction. That's strange. Chizkia said, Maaser Sheni Shein Bo Shava Pruta. So this is actually a very interesting case. What happens if you have Maaser Sheni that is not worth a pruta? So I have Maaser Sheni produce. It's worth less than a pruta. So we'll say, what's the problem? The problem, of course, is because it's worth less than a pruta, you can't redeem it onto money. So in this case over here, I have produce worth less than a pruta, and I want to transfer the sanctity of this Maaser Sheni produce, which is worth less than a pruta, onto money. The problem is, Rabbi Sai, you can't do a transference pachos mipruta, because that's such a transaction like that is absolutely meaningless. So what do? This is fascinating. Omer, huvichumsho mechula amaos harishonos, v'fishi efshelo li'adam letzamse ma'osa. So Bosa, listen to this. Now, one more piece of information over here. When you redeem your own ma'aser shenei Bosa, what else? You have to pay, right? Well, how does redemption work? It's face value, in other words, value of the produce, plus a chomesh, plus an additional fifth. Of course, that fifth is only paid when? If you are redeeming your own ma'aser shenei, we had this last week, if you're redeeming your own ma'aser shenei, but if someone else is redeeming your ma'aser shenei, or you're redeeming someone else's ma'aser shenei, only value of the produce, no fifth. So we'll say, so watch this case. I have ma'aser shenei that is worth less than a pruta. So we'll say, so now I want to transfer sanctity onto money. The problem is, I can't do that as a transaction because you can't do a transaction less than a pruta. So what can you do? You could redeem this with monies that were already used to redeem other ma'aser shenei. So for example, let's say again, I will say, I redeemed my first batch of ma'aser shenei. It was worth $100. So I now have $100 sitting on my dresser, ready to be taken to Yerushalayim to be used for food. Now I realize I have a little bit more ma'aser shenei. I have less than a pruta's worth of ma'aser shenei. Mar says, no problem. Just redeem that onto the $100. Now why? Because the way it works with ma'aser shenei is, no one ever redeems ma'aser shenei in an exact fashion. Right, you always add on a little bit more money than the value of the produce. So you see from here that you always have a cushion. You always have a financial cushion. Therefore, because I have this ma'aser shenei that's worth less than a pruta, I divide the ma'aser shenei, the additional fifth on that, I could redeem that on the $100 that is sitting on my dresser. Now both say, what do you see from here? You see that ma'aser shenei is treated with incredible financial sanctity. Right, why? Because we even redeem ma'aser shenei for more than its value. So therefore, again, what's the problem? The problem is Chizkiyah is saying that I could go ahead and redeem ma'aser shenei with an eroded coin, and I could use the actual face value instead of actual value of that coin. So how does this stem? To which the Gemara says, You're right, the Gemara says, my biyafa. By the way, I'll also point out this idea of redeeming ma'aser shenei for a little bit more than its value is also just a beautiful approach when it comes to Yiddishkeit. That I will say, the idea is in our Yiddishkeit to always give, always do, I don't mean just giving money, always do like a little bit more. Whatever the expectation is, the way a Yid works is, it's expectation plus. Whatever it is, and it could be in my tzedakah, it could be in my meiser, or it could be just in any form, it could be in my tefillah, in my Torah, whatever the expectation I set for myself, you always add on a little bit. The Lashon over here is so beautiful. She'i efshar lo li'adam litzamtzem. I'll just think about that also. It's impossible to be exact. Why? I'll say, you know, sometimes we set an expectation for ourselves, which is incredibly beautiful and wonderful, but who says that expectation is right? Maybe the expectation should be a little bit higher. So therefore, again, the good news is whatever expectation is, just push a little bit more. Why? Because whatever you think you can do, you're probably capable of doing a bit more. Whether it's in my tzedakah, whether it's in my tefillah, whether it's in my Torah, whether it's in my chesed, always add on a bit more. So what do you do with Chizkiyah? My biyafa. The Gemara says, you're right. What does yafa mean? Bitoras yafa. So in Achinam and Abosai, what Chizkiyah is saying is, what does it mean? That Allah Chalamaisa, my biyafa bitoras yafa. So I'll say in Achinam, the Gemara says, what does it mean? Biyafa Rashi says, ki'iluhu yafa. Ultimately, Chizkiyah agrees that we actually, when redeeming Maisa Shini on an eroded coin, we don't use face value, rather we use actual value. So that's what Chizkiyah is coming on. So essentially, Abosai, what Chizkiyah is saying is both in financial transactions as well as with Ma'aser Shenei, we're going to use actual value of the coin and not face value. The Gemara says, "Detrei zili lo mezalzalin on bay," because Abosai, ultimately, again, we are not going to go ahead and treat Ma'aser Shenei. I didn't skip. Good. The Tracy Loma Zazalina. Because it will say, ultimately, again, we're not going to go ahead and treat Ma'aser Shenei lightly in two ways. In other words, they were already allowing you to take this Pachos Mipruta and go ahead and redeem it onto monies that were already established as Maaser Sheni. So we're going to let you do that. We're not going to also let you use an eroded coin at face value when it's not actually worth that much. Beautiful. Well, let's go back to Gufa. Amr Chizkia. Steph Rabbah say, what comes out over here so far, according to Chizkia, is that Halacha L'Maisa, according to Chizkia at least, Halacha L'Maisa, when it comes to the use of an eroded coin, both for financial transactions as well as for Maaser Sheni, we're going to look at actual value as opposed to face value. Beautiful. So Gufo, let's go back to Amr Chizkia. Maaser Sheni, I just want to point out also, how ridiculously amazing is it that we are learning a Gemara of Maaser Sheni on Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach. They will say, do you know when people would bring their Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim? You're a farmer. When would you bring your Maaser Sheni? On the Regalim. Because you were going anyway. I mean, I'm sure people did make special trips for Maaser Sheni also, depending maybe on how much produce you had, what type of produce you had. But I would say, but Bepashtos, the times for Maaser Sheni were the Regalim. So I would say, how absolutely incredible is that? That Halacha L'Maaseh, again, we're learning the Gemaras of Maaser Sheni on Erev Yom Tov. Incredible. So the Gemara says as follows. Gufa, Amr Chizkia, Maaser Sheni, Shem Boshava Pruta. So now the Gemara has come back and revisiting the previous case. If you have Maaser Sheni, that's not worth a Pruta. Omer, Huva, Chumsha, Mechula, Amos, Harisharos. The Fishi, Afshaloli, Adam, Letzam, Seima, Osa. So both said, the Gemara is giving me this model, right? This model. Where I have Maaser Sheni that is worth less than a Pruta. So it's worth less than a Pruta. So because it's worth less than a Pruta, therefore what? I can't engage in the actual act of redemption for this particular Maaser Sheni. But what can I do? I could redeem it with Maaser Sheni money. What's Maaser Sheni money? Money that was already used for the redemption of other produce. The assumption is you always redeem Maaser Sheni more than its actual value. Therefore, there's a financial cushion. There's money left over. I redeem the pachos mishave pruta of Maaser Sheni that I have now on that other money. So the Gemara says, Mace today. The Gemara says, 1 second. Good. Meisve hatruma. So Rabbi says this is actually a great brisa. Truma v'abikurim chayav nalein misa v'chomesh. So Rabbi says truma, which is the portion given to the kohen, bikurim first fruits. You are chayiv. Rabbi says misa. So one is chayiv. What does this mean? If a non kohen, if a non kohen goes ahead and eats, or for that, by the way, this is either a non kohen or a kohen that's tamei, eats truma or eats bikurim intentionally, there's a death penalty. V'chomesh. And I will say, so again, Chomesh is saying if a non-Kohen eats Truma or Bikurim by accident, you pay back principal plus a fifth. Okay, top of Nun Gimel 53a, Vasrun Lazarim, and these items are not permitted to be consumed by non-Kohanim, Vehein Nichse Kohen. And I will say they have the property of the Kohen. Now, what does it mean, this property of the Kohen? That if a Kohen wants to go over to a woman and says, Hari At Nikudeshas Li Bibikurim Elu, right, it works. Right? It works. It's his. So if he wants to use it to affect Kiddushin, it's his money. And I will say again, Shum and Bikurim, if they get mixed in with other stuff, they are battle. They are nullified in a ratio of 100 to 1. And I will say, before you eat them, before you Shum and Bikurim, you have to wash your hands. Right? And ultimately, again, you also need Harav Shemesh. I will say, so remember again, Harav Shemesh means it can't be a Tful Yom. That even if you go out, if your tummy, you go to the mikvah by day, you can't consume them until the sun goes down. Alright, Hari Elu B'Churim B'Kurim. So I will say, all of these halachas apply to Truma and Bikurim. Masha'in came b'Maiser. But it doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My Masha Enkin b'Maiser." What is that talking about? What does this mean? It doesn't apply to Maaser. What is that specifically referring to? All right, a lot to go into over here. Fine. So let's go. I define. So I'll say, I'll actually point out, it's actually, okay, just because also it's in Yonah Dioma. Take a look at Rashi just very quickly. Tu'unin rechitzas yadayim. So the Braisa says that you have to wash your hands before you chew and record him. So he writes, Leperos, Shayadayim Tmeos, Shnios, Kazubahan Rabbanon, Vishini Osashlishi Bitruma, Masha Inkein Bamaiser, Shaina Taon Rechitzas Yadayim Leperos. So we'll say, so now listen to this. In general, you have to wash your hands
before going ahead and partaking of truma fruit. Why? Because Rabbi said the way it works is if your hands are tameh and they go ahead and they touch truma, so hands are a sheni, second degree truma, midrabanon, but a sheni could make a shlishi by truma. But that doesn't apply. That doesn't apply by ma'aser sheni. That doesn't apply by ma'aser sheni. Ma'ashein came a ma'aser. Shein tom rechitzes adam leperos. Tam ramar hanotal yadav leperos hare zemegase haruach. See, Rabbi say in general, a person does not go ahead and today, right? So we don't wash our hands before we eat fruit. Even though again, Rabbi say, but one second, but wet hands, if they're tummy, could convey tuma. We don't do that. Rabbi say, there's only one time of year we do that, and that is the Leil HaSeder. The Leil HaSeder. That's one of the reasons, right? One of the reasons, ultimately, again, for Orchatz, is because of Karpas. We're going to go ahead and eat a vegetable that comes in contact with water. And even though normally throughout the year, we do not wash before partaking of an item that comes in contact with liquid, it's not that we're makbid on this, Leil HaSeder. But again, everything is Kadesha Yishalu HaTinoko. So we'll say, how incredible is that? How incredible is that? That a reference ultimately again to Orchatz, a reference to the Seder on Erev Pesach. So two references. Ma'aser Sheni, which would have normally been taken to Yerushalayim on Erev Yom Tiv. Now again, a veiled reference to Orchatz. Something big is happening. Okay, let's go back there. So Lav Michlal. So Ma'aser came a Ma'aser. So we'll say ultimately again. So what does it mean? What does it mean that these halachas don't apply to Ma'aser Sheni? Lav Michlal. The Meister batal beruba. So we'll say, it must be like this. What do we say? If you have a case, if you have a case of truma, or you have a case of vikurim that get mixed in with something, so then what's the halacha? The halacha is their batal in a mixture of 100 to 1, right? So we'll say, this is actually important to know. It will be important to know. You have Kohanic relatives, right? So when your Kohanic relatives come over, and they, first of all, when they come over, ask them not to bring their truma, because it's only asking for trouble, right? Say, keep your truma at home. They might be the from relatives who don't trust your kashrus, right? So they got to bring their own truma. So I say, so what happens? So you say, no, don't bring your truma. Let's say your Kohanic relative decides to bring his truma. What happens? He drops his truma something, his truma, you know, apple, into your fruit salad. So I say, so now what do? So the good news is, truma is bottled in a ratio of 100 to 1. So if you have 100 parts, you know, regular fruit salad, to one part truma, you're good to go. So the Gemara says, this doesn't apply by Meiser. So what does it mean it doesn't apply by Meiser? So maybe what it means to say is like this. By Meiser, if you have Meiser Sheni that gets mixed in with other, you know, we'll call it chulin items, Meiser is batal barov. It's batal barov in a simple majority. Vimisa, now if that's true, then Meiser is batal barov. Vimisa, techizkia, havile davar sheish lamatirin. Now watch this. Excuse me. Now according to Chizkiyah, now remember again, what did Chizkiyah say? Chizkiyah said that halacha l'maisa, if you have, there is a way to go ahead and redeem ma'aser sheni, even pachos mishav pruta. Right? How do you do it? Redeem it onto already established ma'aser sheni money. Now I will say, so according to Chizkiyah, halacha l'maisa, if you have a mixture of ma'aser sheni that fell into chulin, it should never be batal. Why should it never be batal? I will say now, again, a lot of stuff being thrown at us today. The concept of bittal in general only applies to in a situation where there is no other remedy. Right? In general, we don't like to rely on nullification. So when there is no other way, however, to go ahead and take care of the item, so we rely on bittal. There's a concept called davar sheish lamatirin. What's davar sheish lamatirin? Something that is prohibited now, but will become permitted later on. So by the way, the paradigmatic example of this is, if you have an egg, right? This is actually where it comes up. You have an egg. What's the halacha with an egg? Chicken lays an egg on Yom Tov. What's the halacha? It's no lud. You're not allowed to use it. What happens if that egg gets mixed in with 1,000 other eggs? Right? It's actually good to know. I will say, because the amount of egg purchases that happen on Pesach or before Pesach, it's astounding. It's astounding, right? Every egg farmer should become the greatest Oyv Yisrael, right? The dozens upon dozens of eggs that occupy space in Jewish homes, right, leading up to Pesach, is incredible. So I say, so now what happens? I have an egg that falls into a mixture of 1,000 other eggs. What's the halacha? It's not batal. Right? Why is it not batal? Because the egg that was born in Yom Tov becomes mutter right after Yom Tov. That's called the Darshish Lamatir. When something is going to become permitted at a later time, we don't rely on the mechanism of bittel. So therefore the Gemara says like this. If you have a little bit of Maaser Sheni, a little bit of Maaser Sheni that gets mixed in with Chulin, it should never be batal. Why should it never be batal? Because according to Chizkiyah, there's a way to remedy the mixture. How do you remedy the mixture? Redeem that bit of Maaser Sheni on already established Maaser Sheni money. Because there's always room. You always redeem Maaser Sheni for more than its value. So just redeem the Maaser Sheni that got mixed in on the money that you have already on Maaser Sheni and Shalom al Yisrael. You shouldn't have to rely on bittel. The Gemara says, "Umimai timasha inki ma'aser de batal baruba." How do you know when we say that this doesn't, that what applies to bikurim and truma doesn't apply to ma'aser? How do you know that it's talking about bittal barov? Tilma lo batal klal. Wow. Maybe what it means to say is like this. Maybe what it means to say is that halacha lemaisa, that ma'aser sheni is never batal at all. Maybe that's what it means. Ma'aser sheni is just never batal. It doesn't matter. Just never bottle. So the Gemara says, to which the Gemara says, "Lo matzis amrit hachi delegabe truma chumri de truma katani kuli de truma lo katani." The Gemara says, "No, because it doesn't make any sense. Because the Braisa, the Mishnah, excuse me, is coming to create a contrast. It's coming to create a contrast between the chumras of truma and ultimately, again, the kulos of Maaser Sheni. So therefore, again, I will say, would it make sense to say that truma is bottle in a ratio of 100 to 1?" And Maaser Sheni is never batal at all. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, "Vaha katani vehei nichse koin." But 1 second, there is a kula there. What's the kula? The kula is that truma is considered to be the property of the koin. So that is a kula. That is a kula. Vaha katani vehei nichse koin. Lo salat the sanya behedja Maaser Sheni batal baruba. No, the Gemara says you can't say that. Why? Because we say explicitly, there's a brayso about saying Maaser Sheni is batal barov. So I will say, by the way, these are also just good little Talmudic facts. It's kind of like, this is what you need to use your notebooks for, the margins of your Gemara, these facts. Right? So I will say, so now we know, by the way, just, and this is not even our primary topic, right? Truma, Bikurim, Batal, 100 to 1. Maaser Sheni, Batal, Berov. Batal in a simple majority. Maaser Sheni, always redeem with money that's worth a little bit more than the actual value of the Maaser Sheni. Okay, just interesting. So Maaser Sheni, Batal, Beruva. Ube'ezah Maaser Sheni Amru. And I both say, which Maaser Sheni are we talking about? Listen to this, it was fascinating. Which Maaser Sheni are we talking about? B'Maaser She'in Bo Shavah Pruta. So it was a case of Maaser Sheni that doesn't, it's not worth Shavah Pruta. V'Shenichnas Yushalayim, it was taken into Yushalayim, V'Yatza. And then it was taken out. Okay, so I both say, a lot happening over here. So I both say, see now, another interesting Maaser Sheni fact. Maaser Sheni can be redeemed, right? Transfer sanctity onto money. But once Maaser Sheni has been taken out of Yerushalayim, you are no longer allowed to redeem it. So once it was inside the city, and you subsequently take it out of the city, you are no longer able to redeem it. It's still Maaser Sheni, right? You can take it back in and eat it, but you can't go ahead and transfer its sanctity onto money. So we'll say, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Shenichnas Yushalayim v'yatza." So the Gemara says, "Lekaman mefarish delesli takanta lo b'achila v'lo b'chil." Actually, I misspoke. We're going to see that once Maaser Sheni is taken out of Yerushalayim, the Gemara is going to suggest you can't eat it and you can't redeem it. Okay, so now let's go through this. So the Gemara says like this. So based on Maaser Sheni, she'im b'shavar pruta. So we'll say, number one, it doesn't have shavar pruta. Number two, it was taken into the walls of Yerushalayim, and number three, it was now removed. Now watch this. Then Isol Lidchiskia, and if Chiskia is correct, Le Aved Le Lidchiskia, Venecha Le Ammaos Harishonos. So I will say, so now Chiskia, remember again, I will say, Chiskia always seems to have a remedy, right? What's Chiskia's remedy? His remedy is like this. As long as you have money that you use to redeem Maaser Sheni, I will say, what? There's always a cushion in there. So if you have any Maaser Sheni, so I will say, so now, like, if you have Maaser Sheni that's Pachos and Shavah Pruta, great. Just redeem that Maaser Sheni onto the cushion money from the original act of redemption. To which the Gemara says, Delo Park. We're talking about a case where I had not previously redeemed any other Maaser Sheni money. I, Vinesi Maaser de Islay, Vinistar Finhu. So I will say, so go ahead and take Maaser, Vinesi Maaser de Islay, right? So go ahead and bring Maaser Sheni that is worth a Shavah Pruta, redeem it, and then go ahead and combine this other Maaser Sheni with it. To which the Gemara says, you're right, You can't combine biblical Ma'aser Sheni with rabbinic Ma'aser Sheni. Rabbos, now what does this mean? Take a quick look at Rashi. First line on Rashi. Dorai said, V'radon lo mitztarfi. Litfos pruta zu b'kedushas Ma'aser. Shama'urav minatora batal barov. So we'll say, now watch this. Rabbos, I just want to be clear. We're trying to figure out over here how to go ahead and remedy a mixture of Ma'aser Sheni. Right? I have a mixture of Ma'aser Sheni that got mixed in with other stuff. How do we deal with this from a redemption perspective? And I think Gemara is making it more complicated. They were talking about what kind of Ma'aser Sheni got mixed in. It's Ma'aser Sheni, look, get ready for this, that is Pachos Mishama Pruta, was in Yerushalayim, and was then taken out of Yerushalayim, and got mixed in. So how could I go ahead and redeem this Ma'aser Sheni? So the Gemara says, why not just bring other Ma'aser Sheni, right? Go ahead and redeem that, and then redeem the mixed-in Ma'aser Sheni with that. To which the Gemara says, you can't combine rabbinic and biblical Ma'aser Sheni. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Doraisi d'rabbanan lo mitztarfi litfos pruta zu b'kedushas Ma'aser shama'urav v'natorah batal barov." Now, we'll say this is fascinating. This is really incredible. When you have Ma'aser Sheni, right, that gets mixed in with something else, midda oraisa on a biblical level, Ma'aser Sheni is batal barov. Truth is not Ma'aser Sheni. We'll say midda oraisa, everything is batal barov. Right? Remember again, the Torah says achrei rabbi mahatos. Simple majority is bittel. So therefore, we'll say technically speaking, this Ma'aser Sheni doesn't really even exist biblically. It only exists rabbinically. Rashi says dechsev achrei rabbi mahatos for rabbanon who da'amru heicha diyesh lamatirin lo libto. Hilchach in Isra Maisra Baze Elamid Rabbanon. Hilchach in Mistarif Imze Litfos Pidyono. Nimza Chatsi Pruta Shevi Nechal Belochilo. Avad Chiskiya Maser Shonis Kvarnit Pesu. So both says, here's the issue. The issue is the Maisra Sheni that's gotten mixed in, that's only Maisra Sheni Mid Rabbanon. You can't combine that for redemption purposes with Maisra Sheni Doraisa. Incredible. So the Gemara says, Vinay say Maiser de Islay, Vinay say Demai. So I said, fascinating. So why don't you bring Demai, right? Bring Demai. I said, what's Demai? Demai itself is, again, questionable status, Maiser Sheni, or questionable status, again, produce. Was it tied? Was it not tied? And combine that, use that, I said, essentially redeem that, and go ahead and then redeem the Maiser Sheni mixture along with that. We're concerned that if we let you use demai for this, you're going to come to use vadai produce as well. All right. Venesi shtei prutos. The Gemara says, all right, here we go. We'll say again, just to be clear, all we're trying to figure out over here is I have a mixture with Ma'aser Sheni in it. The Ma'aser Sheni is pachlus mishava pruta. To make things even more complicated, it was taken into Yerushalayim, taken out of Yerushalayim, so a whole bunch of tzaras with this little mixture over here. So it's just trying to figure out a way to redeem it. So the Gemara says, okay, v'nesi shtei prutos, v'nechal alayim, so bring two prutos, and what? V'nechal alayim ma'aser b'pruta u'mechza, v'nechal alhay alhech yisera. So we'll say, so bring two prutos, right? Go ahead and redeem one batch of ma'aser, right? Ma'aser on one pruta, and now allow the mixture to be redeemed on the other pruta. To which the Gemara says, that doesn't work. I'll tell you why. Mi savit pruta umechza tafsa shtei prutos. Lo, pruta tafsa, pruta vechetzi, pruta lo tafsa. So I'll say, here's the problem with that. The problem with that is, if you go ahead and you redeem Ma'aser Sheni on a pruta, that works fine. When you then try to redeem another half a pruta on a pruta, that doesn't work. Why I was saying, half a pruta does not trigger a transactional mechanism. Because less than a pruta, halachically, is nothing. Because it's nothing, I will say, you can't redeem a half a pruta on a pruta because there is no mechanism of redemption for something that is pachos mishava pruta. Okay, incredible. So the Gemara says, hadar havile darai sevadirabanon. So therefore, I will say, it goes back to being the case of adarai sevadirabanon. Udarai sevadirabanon lo mitztarfi. I v'nai si iser. So I will say, so bring a larger coin. So just bring a larger coin. And allow on that larger coin for a pruta of Ma'aser Sheni and the additional amount, of the mixture together to be consecrated on that larger coin. We are concerned ultimately again that halacha lemaisa, you're going to end up substituting prutos. Okay, so I will say, what's the bottom line over here? The bottom line over here is, please be careful and don't let pachos mishaber pruta get mixed in with anything, because you're going to have a real headache on your hands. I will say, but again, what do we have with us so far? Here's what we have. We have number one, that halacha lemaisa, going back all the way, that you could redeem maaser sheni even on an eroded coin, but you have to use the actual value of the coin, not the face value of the coin. We also know that halacha lemaisa, ultimately, again, Maaser Sheni is batal barov, Truma and Bikurim batal in 100-1. We also know, I'll say that in all seriousness, less than a Shavar Pruta, what do you do with Pachos Mishavar Pruta of Maaser Sheni? I'll say this could be a real case where you redeem your Maaser Sheni and then you realize, I have a little bit left that I didn't redeem. What do I do with it? Now, the truth is, it's actually relatively simple according to Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah says, just redeem that onto already established Maaser Sheni money. How could I do that? I'll tell you, I could do it. Because I will say, in general, and it's very important, when redeeming your Maaser Sheni with money, it turns out, I will say, that what's happening, there's really three components to redeeming Maaser Sheni with money. Part one is actual value of the produce. Part two is the Chomesh, the fifth. And then I will say, part three is whatever that amount is after those two, is you add on some additional amount. Now, it's interesting. It doesn't appear that additional amount is quantified. You have right side, but there's always a little bit of a cushion. And interestingly enough, that little bit of a cushion is number one, hashkafically, because you don't do mitzvah in exact way. You always add on a little bit. And also because I will say, there, I know that maybe there's some random Maaser Sheni that's anywhere. And they say, because I have that cushion, that additional money could be used for Maaser Sheni redemption. Beautiful, beautiful. Let's go back there. Now, remember, the Gemara introduced this pretty interesting case of Maaser Sheni that was taken into Yerushalayim and then removed. So the Gemara says, Vishnichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. So now, interestingly enough, we said that Halacha Maaser, if you have Maaser Sheni that was taken into Yerushalayim and then taken out and then got mixed in, it's batal barov. It's batal barov. So the Gemara says, but I don't understand. Va'amai. I don't understand. Just take it back into Yerushalayim. Just take it back into Yerushalayim and eat it. Why do you have to start relying on Bitl Barov? Kishenitma. Because also the case is where the Maaser Sheni got mixed in. And what happened? It became Tameh. So I was saying, now because it became Tameh, so Rashi says, So first, I don't understand. So the case is, I had Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. I took it out of Yerushalayim. It got mixed up with something. So Mar says, it's okay. Batal Barov. So question number one is, just take it back into Yerushalayim and eat it. To which the Mar says, no, it became Tameh. It became Tameh. Redeem it. V'nifrake. Damar Belazar. So Rabbi Lazar says that halacha lemaisa, how do you know that even Maaser Sheni that became Tamei, that you could even redeem Tamei Maaser Sheni, Amadei Zabosei, Afilu B'Yerushalayim, and Zabosei, you could do this in Yerushalayim. And Zabosei, now I want to point out something very interesting over here. It's an important halacha. You are allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni onto money only outside of Yerushalayim. Right? The redemption option could only be exercised outside of Yerushalayim. Inside of Yerushalayim, you can't redeem produce onto money. You just got to consume the produce. You don't have to eat it all. You can share it with your friends. But in Yerushalayim itself, you cannot redeem Maaser Sheni onto money. So I will say, now Rabbi Lazar says there's an exception to that. What's the exception to that? Maaser Sheni Tameh. If my Maaser Sheni becomes Tameh, I'm allowed to redeem it onto money. Now, obviously, when I'm home, I certainly could redeem Maaser Sheni, Tamei Maaser Sheni onto money. Even in Yerushalayim, you can do this. How do you know? The Shneimar, Kilo Suchal say so. Because the Pasuk says, I will say the Pasuk says, it's actually talking about over here, that if Baruch Hashem, you've been benched with a lot of Maaser Sheni, and you can't carry it all to Yerushalayim, Lo Suchal say so, you can't go ahead and carry it, you can redeem it onto money. But also says, Ve'in Se'es El Achila. Se'es doesn't just mean to carry. Se'es also means to eat. To eat. Shenemar, Vayisa Masos Me'es Panav. So Rabbi Lazar says to me, what do you see? That you can redeem two types of Maaser Sheni, right? Either Maaser Sheni that you can't carry because it's too much Baruch Hashem, or Maaser Sheni that you can't eat. Rabbi will say, what type of Ma'aser Sheni can't she eat? What type of Ma'aser Sheni can't she eat? Tell me Ma'aser Sheni. So Rabbi will say, okay, so keep your eye on the ball over here. So what's the case? What do we see before? I have Ma'aser Sheni. I took it out. It was in Yerushalayim. I brought it to Yerushalayim. I brought it out of Yerushalayim. Then Rabbi will say, what happened? When I brought it out, it got mixed up in a mixture. So what's the good news? The good news is, batal barov. The Ma'aser says, why? Why rely on that? Just go ahead and take it back into Yerushalayim. What happened? It became tamei. So I can't eat in Yerushalayim anyway. Gemara says, fine, it became tamei. Redeem it. Redeem the Ma'aser Sheni. In other words, there's a mechanism. Rabbi Elazar says that essentially, Rabbi Elazar, again, you can redeem Ma'aser Sheni either if it's too much to carry or you're not allowed to eat it because it became tamei. Not only that, but whereas under normal circumstances, you can't redeem Ma'aser Sheni once it's arrived in Yerushalayim, if it's tamei, I will say, is it not so ridiculously exciting to spend the whole day speaking about Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach? If I can't physically be there, at least I'm going to spend the entire shir speaking about my beloved Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. It's incredible what I will say. So, and again, even my Sheni produce, if it's tamei, you are allowed to redeem it even in Yerushalayim. So I don't understand. Why do you have to rely on Bittul Barov? Just redeem it. Take the money back to Yerushalayim and Shalom HaYisrael. So I'll say, the Gemara says, Ela, Belakuach, Bekesef, Ma'aser Sheni. All. Okay, Bosei. So now, this is actually really, we're picking up like a lot of Ma'aser Sheni information over here. Bosei, what's the case? The case over here is, I had Ma'aser Sheni at home. I redeemed Ma'aser Sheni at home with money. I brought the money to Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, I purchased produce. I will say, now the halacha is, once you purchase Ma'aser Sheni produce with Ma'aser Sheni money, you can't now again redeem that bought Ma'aser Sheni produce onto money. In other words, it's one redemption per customer, and that redemption happens outside of Yerushalayim. The only exception is if it's tamei food, right? But Ma'aser Sheni, the case over here is I brought Ma'aser Sheni money, and I bought produce with that money. You can't redeem that produce again. So the Gemara says, so Ella belakuach bekesef Ma'aser Sheni. To which the Gemara says, but I don't understand. Lakuach bekesef Ma'aser Sheni nami lifrke. The truth is, even if something was bought with Ma'aser Sheni money, you could still go ahead and redeem it. Why this not? Here we go. Halakuach bekesef Ma'aser Sheni shenitma yifte. So I will say, again, apparently, Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion, Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion, that again, you're right, under normal circumstances, halach l'maisa, if you go ahead and you bring Ma'aser Sheni money to Yerushalayim, and then you use that money to buy produce, Rabbi Lazar say, you cannot go ahead and redeem that produce again with money. However, if your produce becomes tamei, you can. Rabbi Huda, the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda to Amri cover. No, we're passing like Rabbi Huda. What's Rabbi Huda holds that halach l'maisa? If you have Ma'aser Sheni produce that becomes tamei, you can't redeem it. Instead, what do you do? You bury it. Okay. Rabbi Huda, my area yatsa. But if it's Rabbi Huda, we'll say then why do you have to set up the case as a situation where he took the Ma'aser Sheni produce out of Yerushalayim? Even if you didn't have lo yatsa nami, even if you didn't go to Yerushalayim, you still have to bury it. In other words, we'll say what's going on over here? Ella. So I'll say, so again, let's reorient. We're focused on a very simple case, or at least it sounds simple. I have Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. I took it out of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi say again, what did the Gemara say? What's the halacha? The halacha was, right? So Nichnas Shlaim v'yatsa. So Rabbi say, Batal Barov. So we're just trying to figure out what's the metzias of the case? To which the Gemara says, Atay Eli Olam Bitar. We'll say, no, we're talking about a case of Ma'aser Sheni that is tar. Or we'll say, so therefore again, I have Ma'aser Sheni, it's in Yerushalayim, and I took it out. Now, that Ma'aser Sheni gets mixed up in a mixture. What did the Gemara say? Batal Barov. So what's the case? We'll say, here we go. My Yatza, the Nafal Mechitzos. The walls of Yerushalayim fell down. The walls of Yerushalayim fell down. That's the case we're talking about over here. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? Look at Rashi, my yatza, my deka amar denaf al mechitzos chomis Yerushalayim, v'shuv ein ma'aser ne'achal sham ad sheyamdu mechitzos deba'inon lifnei Hashem tochlanu. So we'll say, the halacha is like this. There is only an obligation to keep ma'aser sheni within the confines of Yerushalayim when Yerushalayim has its walls. If Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh does not have its walls, then halacha l'maisa, there is no obligation to eat the ma'aser sheni in the city. Ubepediyah, nami lo, tekaltu mechitzos miliftos ol mishenichmas l'socho. So I will say, now watch this. Here's the case. The case is where I brought my ma'aser sheni into Yerushalayim. And then what happened? Then the walls fell down. Ma'yotzeh d'nafal mechitzos. V'amarava, so we'll say now, v'amarava, mechitza lechol d'araisa, mechitzos liklot d'rabanan. So we'll say, what's the halacha? When there is a mechitza, right? So when the walls stand, so there's a biblical obligation to go ahead and eat ma'aser sheni within the walls of Yerushalayim. But liklot d'rabanan, what does it mean? We'll say one more Rashi, mechitza lechol d'araisa, mechitza liklot d'rabanan, mechitza shenem rabbi Torah, lohuskra ela lechol b'socha. So we'll say, now listen to this. The idea over here is that the presence of the walls to eat Ma'aser Sheni, that ultimately again is, that is a din d'oraisa. The idea, I will say, that if you go ahead and you remove Ma'aser Sheni from the walls, from Yerushalayim, that you can't redeem it anymore, that is a din d'rabanan. That is a din d'rabbanan. So most say, now watch this. The rabbis said that if you have ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim and now you take it out, that you can't redeem it anymore, that is a din d'rabbanan. And the only time that the rabbis said that, the chigazer rabbanan, ki esinu l'mechitzos, when the walls are standing. Ki lesinu l'mechitzos, lo gazur rabbanan. So I'll say, ultimately again, sahaloch l'maisa, when do we say that if you took the ma'aser sheni out of Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it anymore? That's only when the walls are standing. But if the walls are chas v'shalom no longer standing, then halacha l'maisa, the din doesn't apply. Now if the din doesn't apply, that means that what? The ma'aser sheni could be redeemed. Therefore, again, the Gemara says, lo plug rabbanan bein istul mechitzos or bein lesnul mechitzos. So Abba say, it must be that the rabbis did not distinguish between whether the walls are standing and ultimately, again, the walls are not standing. Look at Rashi. Umishani lo plug rabbanan. Bein yosim isochan lenaflu. Dekalitas nechitzos gazru bistam bein istnu bein lesnu. So we'll say it has to be that halacha l'maisa, Chazal did not make a distinction. Whether the walls are standing, the walls are not standing, they applied the same halacha to ma'aser sheni taken out of Yerushalayim. Rav Huna bar Yehuda am Rav Sheshes, chadakatani. In reality, again, we'll say this is one case. What's the case? Let's consolidate this into one case. What's the one case? Ma'aser sheni she'emo shava pruta, shenichnas v'Yerushalayim v'yatza. So Rav Huna say, watch this. Rav Huna brings all the cases together. Rav Huna says, no, this is the same case we saw before. Ma'aser sheni that doesn't have a shava pruta, that is not a shava pruta, right? That was taken into Yerushalayim and then was taken out. So we'll say, what's the halacha? It is batal barov. Batal barov. It is batal in a simple majority. So the Gemara says, amai, v'nei hadar v'nei aile v'nechle. But why? Why not just take it back in? To Yerushalayim. And go ahead and eat it there. To which the Gemara says, d'nafal mechitzos. We're talking about a case where the walls fell down. So we'll say, remember, once the walls fall down, there's no din of ma'aser sheni consumption in Yerushalayim. Because the din of ma'aser sheni consumption in Yerushalayim is only when the walls are standing. If the walls are not there, then there is no obligation. So I will say, so again, I know this is a lot to take in one day, but let's just go out for a second. So I will say, now just watch what's happening over here. Rav Sheshes is bringing all of our worlds together, right? And what he's saying, here's the case. I have ma'aser sheni that is worth less than a pruta. Right, I brought it into Yerushalayim, and now I brought it out of Yerushalayim. And I will say, out of Yerushalayim, what happens? It gets mixed in with a mixture. What's the halacha? Batal barov. Why is it batal barov? Just bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it. To which the Gemara says, the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. So I will say, the Gemara says, now here's what we know. The din of eating ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim only applies when the walls are standing. So if the walls are not standing, I will say, there's no point in bringing the ma'aser sheni back in. So the Gemara says, v'nifrake, so just redeem it. Transfer the sanctity of the ma'aser sheni in the mixture onto coins or onto money. And you know, listen, remember again, even though it's worth less than a pruta, and you can't redeem less than a pruta, what can I transfer the sanctity onto? What can I transfer the sanctity onto? Other Meiser Sheni money. Why? Because we'll say, now I know that what? Meiser Sheni money always has what? Always has a cushion. Mifrike Vamarava, Mechitza Vaha Amarava. Sigmar says, Hamarava, Mechitza Lechol Doraisa, Mechitza Liklot Dirabanan. So I will say, the idea over here is, a mechitza for consumption purposes, that ultimately again is a daraisa. Mechitza liklot, I will say, when we say liklot, that halacha l'maisa, that the mechitza, so to speak, absorbs maaser sheni, which tells you that again, if the maaser sheni is removed from Yerushalayim, ultimately again, it can't be eaten, nor can it be redeemed. So that's the Rabbanan. V'chigazer Rabbanan, ki isnu l'mechitzos. And when did Chazal go ahead and legislate this? Only when the walls stand. But ultimately, again, if there are no mechitzos, even the rabbis did not decree, to which the Gemara says, lo plug rabbanon. So I will say, this is actually really dramatic. That ultimately, again, lo plug rabbanon means that Chazal said, essentially, once you have Maaser Sheni that's taken to Yerushalayim, even if it's taken, and it's taken out, even if what? Even if there are no walls, you can't redeem that Maaser Sheni. Chazal just made a blanket rule across the board that once Maaser Sheni is taken into Yerushalayim and then it's removed, you can't go ahead and redeem it even if there are no walls. Ihachi, if that's the case, my area in bo shaveh pruta, if that's the case, then why are you setting this up as a situation of less than a pruta? Hafilu yesh bo nami. Even if it has a pruta, halacha l'maisa. You know what I'm saying? So you see what's happening? Even if it has a pruta, ultimately, again, you still can't redeem it. We'll say, I just want to find out what's happening over here just for a second, right? Midoraisa. The only time there's an obligation to Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim is when? When there are walls. Now, we'll say, Chazal added an additional layer of chumra over here. What's their chumra? Their chumra is, once Maaser Sheni was taken into Yerushalayim, if halacha l'maisa, you then go ahead and remove it, that Maaser Sheni effectively has no remedy. You can't eat it, nor can you redeem it. Now, I will say, now, what's the godless in the din d'rabbanan? What's incredible about the rabbinic enactment? That's what? It applies when? Whether there are walls or there aren't walls. Which is incredibly dramatic if you think about it. That halacha l'maisa, even if there are no walls of Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, once you bring the Maaser Sheni in and you take it out, you can't redeem it and you can't eat it. Right? So I will say, so why would Chazal add on such a dramatic layer of chumrah? So I'll just point out something amazing. There are two different halachas, very quickly, when it comes to Yerushalayim. There are halachas that are zecher lechorban and zecher lemikdash. Two different categories of zichronos. Zecher lechorban are practices enacted to remind us ultimately again of what we lost. So for example, you leave an amma by amma, square of your home unfinished. You find this much more prevalent in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Laaretz. Or you put ashes on the head of the chassan. Right? Many different practices. Then there are other practices, I will say, that are there to awaken anticipatory pining for Amir Tashem, what will be. So the fact that we take Lulav and Estrin, right, on all days of Sukkot, except Shabbos, right? That's Zecher L'Mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted all of these halachas. So I could very well be that what Chazal said like this, is that even when there are no walls of Yerushalayim, we treat it as if there are walls of Yerushalayim. Why? Because I will say, Yid always has to remember and eagerly pine for the walls of Yerushalayim. So even if they're not standing there, you have to be able ultimately to see the walls of Yerushalayim. But even again, even in times where they weren't there, you have to be able to view it as if they are there. So therefore, Midrabanan, you took your Maaser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. Ultimately, again, you can't eat it and you can't redeem it. Incredible. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why are you setting this situation up as Pachos Mishav Pruta? Even if there was a Pruta, the same halacha would apply. To which the Gemara says, you're right. Lo mi bai kamar. Lo mi bai yeshbo. Dikaltan le mechitzos. Aval imbo lo kalti le mechitzos. Kamash lo no. We'll say, you want to talk like this. Then we'll say, when you have Maaser Sheni that Shabbat Pruta, so in those cases, the walls absorb that Maaser Sheni. In other words, that's significant Maaser Sheni. The walls, so to speak, absorb it. And therefore, again, that is subject to the halachos of Maaser Sheni removal from Yerushalayim. You might have thought that Pachos Mishavar Pruta, maybe it doesn't quote-unquote get absorbed by the walls at all. Halacha v'maisa, kamash malon, it does. That even pachos mishavar pruta, ultimately the walls absorb it, right? The walls absorb it, and we'll say, what does that mean? That means Rabbanan, if you go ahead and you take that back out, that maisa sheni cannot be consumed, nor can it be redeemed, even if it's less than a shavar pruta. Right? So you know what? We'll stop over for today. Again, tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, we'll get that. We'll see the Rambam on this, because there's a beautiful, beautiful Rambam that goes through all of these halachas. So we'll say, so we'll pull it all together, and we'll see again which parts of this, again, are halacha l'maaseh. Specifically, we're going to get to see what's the impact on a lack of walls on maaseh sheni. I will say tremendous. And that's what we're going to be doing it in the day's medrash.